Abortion tourism, Canadian minister says American women can come to Canada for abortions. By Chris Tomlinson on May 5, 2022. Canadian Families Minister Karina Gould has claimed that Americans could travel to Canada to seek abortions if the U.S. Supreme Court returns abortion laws to the states by overturning Roe v. Wade. Ironically titled Families Minister Gould stated during a television interview that American women seeking abortions would be able to travel to Canada to do so if their states banned the practice. If they, people, come here and need access, certainly. You know, that's a service that would be provided. Minister Gould said during an interview with broadcaster CBC and the network's Power and Politics program earlier this week. Under Canadian law, abortions are legal during all 9 months of a pregnancy, but in practice, abortion is regulated by each province, with few late-term abortions being sanctioned unless a medical need can be proven. Since the apparently leaked Supreme Court, SCOTUS, draft opinion was published earlier this week, which suggested that the court would be overturning Roe v. Wade, which would allow states to determine the legality of abortion on their own, Canadian politicians across the spectrum have come out in favor of abortion. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau took to Twitter stating, "The right to choose is a woman's right and a woman's right alone," and added, "Every woman in Canada has a right to a safe and legal abortion. We'll never back down from protecting and promoting women's rights in Canada and around the world." The interim leader of the Canadian Conservative Party, CPC, Candace Bergen, also assured voters that her party had no intention of raising the issue of abortion or even debating it. Access to abortion was not restricted under Prime Minister Stephen Harper, and the Conservative Party will not introduce legislation or reopen the abortion debate, Bergen said in a statement. Canada is not the first country to offer abortion tourism to women in countries with restrictive laws on abortion. In 2020, members of Sweden's Green Party proposed that Swedish taxpayers should subsidize abortions for Polish women visiting the country for the procedure after a Polish court struck down a law against the abortion of children with disabilities. Sweden's former Minister for Gender Equality, Åsa Lindhagen, had previously praised the idea of abortion tourism on social media as well. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.